From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Monday, February 11th. Robert Bowers, the man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue last October, is scheduled to be arraigned this morning in federal court. Here's KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller.
It is a new indictment now with 63 counts, and more than 20 of those counts are crimes that could be punishable by death. These new charges are a result of a grand jury that met at the end of January. These new charges are hate crime violations and gun charges related to those alleged hate crimes. According to the indictment, his motivation was hatred of Jews.
In addition to the 11 killed in that mass shooting, several others were injured, including six police officers. Pittsburgh City Council is expected to vote this week on controversial gun control measures. With the latest, here's KDK Radio's Melinda Roeder.
After a public hearing that brought out gun advocates opposing the measures and a warning from the district attorney questioning the legality of it, it appears city council members are still moving forward with plans to pass controversial ordinances banning so-called assault weapons and certain ammunition and accessories like bump stocks. Mayor Bill Peduto has been touting his gun plan across the country, asking other cities to adopt similar laws. Meanwhile, DA Stephen Zappala maintains cities do not have legal authority to pass such laws. That's the job of the State General Assembly. A vote is scheduled for Tuesday. Melinda Roeder, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The Ross Township Board of Commissioners is expected to consider plans to redevelop the Sears space at Ross Park Mall at a public hearing tonight at 7:30. Details include demolishing the empty Anchor store space to build two- and three-story buildings. Commission President Steve Corbell tells KDKA Radio what would be in them.
They're adding uses in the mall that aren't traditional retail, like a cinema, like a fitness center, where there's a reason to go to the hilltop there almost any time.
There's also talk of relocating the food court. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.